Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Hope day. I don't want to get in the way. Sorry, I didn't mean to
interrupt.
Let the
song play out, all right?
Well, you know, sometimes it's trailing off. I don't know. All day. We want to do our talking.
Coming up at 8 o'clock, we're going to start our 9K day. That's $1,000 an hour, 9 hours a day here on the Alice. Be listening for your code word. What is it, Ben?
Did you see what's in the hallway?
No, what's in the
hallway? Something happening out there.
What's happening?
I don't know. Does Yuzi want to tell us?
Well, I have a breakfast plan for everyone.
Oh!
And it's
That's happening now, huh?
Our sales manager, Lindsay High, one of her side hustles is catering all kinds of fun stuff. Platters, and so yeah. she's done some beautiful things.
There's like egg brownie. It's not a brownie.
Like a quiche.
Like a little quiche.
A quiche. Yeah.
Egg brownie. But
egg
I like
brownie.
Egg brownie.
Sure,
yeah,
I like egg brownie.
Delicious. What else is there that you saw?
Cake pops of some kind.
Oh boy, cake with cheeses. I'm gonna get fat in this job.
There's a lot going on out there.
Some like yogurt parfaits and all kinds of a whole little spread that she's doing.
I was coming out to ask you.
Did you need?
The president is supposed to address the nation, and I don't know when that's happening.
Okay, I'll get that for you.
So,
so then you saw Lindsay,
yeah, and then
busy,
saw all the
busy
food
starting
and
a war.
I can't.
Well, I like to make you guys happy, and the only way you're happy is if I feed
that
your face.
That is true, Yuzette. So, way to know us after all these
well,
years.
But that spread's elaborate. That's more than you know.
That's she does.
Give her a plug. What's her?
You know what? I'll get her over here.
All right.
When she lays out the whole spread. I feel kind of sad because I planned this last week and Bryn is not here and Vaughn's not here. We have Corey running the cameras for Bryn and Anthony, one of our interns, is here, but Amy's not here. Amy went to Vietnam. She's our other intern.
Yeah.
So Michael Martin's here.
Some of the other people
dudes
here.
That come
right,
along.
Sure.
Yeah.
Come on in, everyone. Yeah. KCBS, come on down. Where's the engineering department, Brian? Where are you, buddy? We got food.
I don't know.
All right, here we go.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com.
Vinny, I'm seeing a story. Donald Trump to address the nation on Iran attacks at 11 a.m. And that is probably
8 o'clock our
8 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's that. Now you know. Demi Burton.
Oh my God, she's my favorite flyer.
She's so fun.
I don't understand what a favorite flyer is.
Demi Burton caused chaos as she flew back to the UK from Abu Dhabi. After drinking too much red wine.
Oh, she is my favorite flyer.
Demi Burton was jailed for 6 months.
What?
For her performance on the aircraft that day.
This is from Abu Dhabi to England.
Yes. The
20-year-old
shouted
wasted
as she asked for another drink. So she was wasted when she got on the plane.
Oh, boy.
Then she had
more.
Some more. The 20-year-old shouted, "You may as well land the plane now, then." After they said, "No more drinks for you."
Mm. You might as well, if you're cutting me off, land the plane now because I'm about to go crazy.
A court heard it, then took 6 crew members and passengers to restrain her as she tried to headbutt and kick them.
Oh, my God.
She was arrested and then...
Did they tie her up to a chair?
When the plane landed in Manchester... They say it appears she was drunk before getting on the plane and started making a number of inappropriate sexual comments to a number of male passengers on the flight.
Wow.
To, in particular, remember hearing comments. And at first they laughed it off, but then she became more and more aggressive and they became...
Less and less inclined to join her in the Mile High Club.
That's what she was asking them for.
Yeah. That's what people ask for on planes when they're wasted. I assumed that... So she's not their favorite flyer? Because I would think someone would have been like, all right, let's go. I mean, they're dudes after all.
Well, but she was being loud enough that it wasn't like
keep
they were
it down.
Gonna
I'll
be
do it if you shut up.
There's, I think there's the tear there becomes, I can't say yes to this without being stuck in the, on this side right. of the good taste boundary. Because
I gotta act like I don't want to do this.
Right.
I hear you.
Anyway.
Our favorite flyer. Oh, man.
She bit someone. Oh, she headbutted someone.
Wow, my gosh.
She got 6 months, so you know that she created
she
a real
a
problem.
Ruckus. Is she out yet?
They call
yet,
it a four-hour rampage.
Oh, my God. I can't believe they didn't land the plane and just kick her off.
And then, I don't know, Vinny, I walked out for a second, but isn't it a bigger charge when it is...
Oh, in the air?
On the air.
Yeah.
Is that international? In
so here she is. Cute as a button, too.
Oh, boy.
You just wouldn't expect it to. And I would bet, had she been a little bit more reserved in her invitation, any guy would have said, yeah, I'll meet you in the bathroom.
Me.
No problem.
Let's have a
cute
look.
As a button.
Oh, she really is. She's a white chick. She's blonde. She's wearing kind of like leggings and maybe an ankle tracker. I'm not sure what that is. Those shoes are the ugliest things I've ever seen. She does have a puffy jacket on, which I'm a big fan of. And she's like, I don't know, dirty blonde hair. It's a black and white photo. And she looks so happy. She actually looks like she might be doing a dance move in this picture.
Yeah. Well.
Is this just a picture of her like from her life before she got thrown in jail for trying
well,
to?
You know, there you still are when you sober up. So I'm sure after, little time to get her act together. She's her normal, happy self again.
Mm-hmm. Well, except that she woke up in jail.
Just trying to get a shag.
Say it in an English accent.
I don't know how.
Sure you do.
I can't.
Just give it a try.
Just trying to get a shag. I can't. Can you say it?
Trying to get a shag.
Trying to get a shag. I don't know. I give up.
Trying to join the... Do they? They don't have miles there, do they? They have kilometers.
Kilometer, trying to join
trying
the...
Trying to join the kilometer 1 kilometer club. The kilometer high club.
This next story is multi-layered, and I'm sure some of you know more about it than I do, but I saw it yesterday and was like, oh my God.
What?
So dating is hard.
Yeah.
You use dating apps, you... Try, you know, how long can I sit in this bar before I'm too wasted right. to bother meeting anybody?
And getting dumped is hard, and, you know, being off the market's hard because that's when everybody wants you. Mm.
So Grindr is where this story takes place.
Oh, fun.
They say
Grindr.
Here, months before the murder.
Oh, God, a murder.
The man's Grindr dates had fled his basement bondage sessions in partially clothed terror.
So more than one person had fled his basement?
Yeah. This story out of, I think it's Milwaukee.
Oh, boy.
One hopped a fence in the middle of the night of an October night to call 911, telling officers of leather ankle straps and a chain used to restrain him. In November, a man ran from Mark Lutunsky's house wearing only a leather kilt, chased by Lutunsky, who said to authorities, I just want the kilt back. It's a $300 piece of clothing. I just need that back. So somehow, these people...
They're enticed into the basement.
Had decided that they weren't going to press charges on this guy, although they were scared to the point of needing to run for your life.
Yeah.
They said
that I'm surprised
that
more of them haven't... Like, they really need to... check this guy's basement floor. Like
they're going to.
Yeah.
He's
I mean,
caught
one
now.
Okay, one murder, but there's clearly
they say
a pattern here.
Their sexual activities with him were consensual and that they'd simply gotten spooked at the home in a small Michigan township. Did I say Milwaukee?
Yeah. Sorry.
Yes.
Oh, so just somewhere
I don't know
Milwaukee.
The town. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Then late last month, police say they descended into the 50-year-old Lutunsky's basement.
Oh, boy.
They say it's
30
miles
had to take a look, huh?
Northeast of Lansing to discover another match from the same dating app, dead, naked, and strung up by his ankles in a hidden room.
Oh, no.
Oh, my
they
God.
They say this Grindr date had descended into cannibalism.
Oh, my God.
This is people who want to hook up and hang and have some fun. Yeah. And it ends there.
So let me ask you this. Why did they choose this moment to investigate? Was this man reported missing?
I think that was what how
and
that
they went
down.
You know what we should do? We should check that one scary guy that keeps chasing people out of his house in bondage pieces. God, that's scary. Mm-hmm. You know, you think you're just going to have a good old time.
They're now combing through the defendant's history on Grindr, urging people to use caution with dating apps known for linking strangers as casual hookups.
Yeah.
It's the
frightening.
One, well, I mean, I don't like the society that's afraid of everything because I do think most people are really cool.
Yeah.
Most people are good. Mm-hmm. They have good hearts.
But there's just enough jerks out there.
They'll run to your rescue in a moment of need. They're happy to help any way they can. You know, I believe that.
Yes, I'm with you.
But
you run into the problem is you can't trust anybody because of people like this. Mm-hmm. There's just enough jerkos out there to really throw a wrench in things. Now you're going on Grindr. You're like, I don't know. Maybe I got to get out of this like dominatrix thing. I can't do that. I don't want anybody. I'm not going to consensually let you put me in cuffs knowing what happened to this one guy.
If these things are consensual, then we don't have a victim and there is no crime. So that's why these men who decided to not press charges said, look,
so all
I,
of them
I went.
Had decided not to.
I guess that's the deal.
I went and he went too far.
So now they're trying to figure out how much,
damn,
how many times this guy had. We don't know if there's others, but that's where the, and I can't even tell you this. It's gruesome.
Yeah.
It's awful. Here's another bad date scene.
Oh, boy. Oh no.
This
oh,
one's
this,
these bad much
this,
lighter.
You're gonna, oh,
way
okay.
Lighter.
All right, thank God.
No big deal.
No ending in murder?
No. Nobody right. ate
so
anybody.
We can all just relax.
There's someone today going on their Grindr date or whatever app they're going tonight. Be careful, everyone.
Yes, please be careful. Careful out there.
Tell someone where you're going.
Most people, great. Some people suck.
Well... And you know that, we talked about this yesterday. You know that feeling you get? Listen to it.
Your gut.
Yeah, remember? Yeah.
That feeling you get where you go, I'm creeped out. Listen to that feeling and leave. Don't try to master the situation. That is one of the things I think a lot. I know as a kid I did that a lot. I'd put myself in super sketchy spots.
And knowing you shouldn't.
Knowing I shouldn't. And then trying to master that scenario, whatever it may be, and thinking that coming out on the other side of that made me more grown up or more brave or more cool or whatever it was.
Could have made you more dead.
And it could have made me a lot more dead. Or, and in this case,
a lot more trouble.
Injured for life or whatever,
right.
You know, changed
sure.
for life mm-hmm. in a situation where.
Doesn't take much.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it seems like the human condition, we're super strong and we come through a lot of bad situations. On the other hand, life is frail.
Yep.
Fragile.
So
you can
be careful
out
there.
Change your life.
Anyway, back to this story. A guy on Reddit just posted a story about how he handled a situation when he found out a woman had been dating him just for the free meals.
Oh.
After a few dates, one of their mutual friends sent him a screenshot of some text from the woman where she said, I'm just going out for free meals with this guy.
Aww.
That's it.
That's
all I want.
Very sad.
I just want the free food.
He should just bought her a bag of groceries.
He says she wasn't in a bad financial situation because on their dates, quote, she would wear pricey clothes and had two Chanel bags.
Yeah, well, she did that by not eating
right?
any food that she bought.
Right.
Let's meet for coffee. Let's meet for lunch.
So how did this guy respond to finding out that she's only in it for the dinners? He took her to an expensive restaurant.
Uh-oh.
They both ate and drank all they could. And then he said, excuse me, I'm going to go use the restroom.
Oh, and then he split.
Attaboy.
And then he left her. Yo, you're attaboying
attaboy.
Him? You like that?
Yep, I do.
He was a ride, too, so she realized after a little while. He says, he started getting, quote, furious texts from her 45 minutes later saying she had to have her mom come to the restaurant and pay the bill.
Her mom?
And that they were done together.
Yeah. Didn't I indicate that when I left and stuck you with the bill?
After his story started going viral, he said, quote, obviously what I did was not morally good and I should have been direct with her, but this wasn't about doing the right thing or learning anything.
Teaching that girl a lesson.
This was a revenge plot.
Yeah. I like it.
You like it?
The text messages go, aren't you and whoever going out now? And she says, not really, but as long as he keeps paying for everything, I'll let him take me out. Girls gotta eat. And then the other person says, aw, why you gotta do him like that? And then emoji with like, oh, well.
He was just a means to a end, means to a meal.
You ever gone out on a date with a guy?
Just for food, no.
I don't think so, because you would probably bore me if I was going to. I could buy my own food.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I go out by myself all the time.
Well, you didn't have any Chanel bags, so.
Well, yeah.
You know,
I
maybe
don't,
if you
I
had
don't
all kinds
have
of
any Chanel bags.
I do remember,
right,
though.
And that's why you can feed yourself.
Yeah.
I do remember, though, Yuzi saying, well, so-and-so is going to take me shopping today. And I thought,
oh, well, shopping, that's
I
different.
I don't understand what that means.
I think that means she goes to the mall and buys whatever she wants and he pays for it.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that
one? He's a friend.
Taking me on a shopping date.
Go shopping. Then I'd come home and be
take
like,
take me shopping. Look, Johnny V, I got something hot for you.
Where did you get that?
Oh, my friend Bill bought it for me.
Larry bought it for me.
Oh, Larry. Oh, Larry, a sucker.
No.
Well, Larry's Larry wants awesome. To be first. He has to hold out of that first position outside the window.
Mm. Is that what that was?
What?
That he thought he was at least garnering favor in
it's
case
possible.
Of a
it's,
breakup?
It's possible, but I always told him where he stood in the lineup.
Second place. If anything happens to Johnny V, you're
was
up.
He was actually third.
Oh, boy. Who was second place at that time?
Second was another dude I was dating named Jim.
Oh.
Is he the small wiener guy?
He did have a small one.
Oh, and he's the one who proposed.
No, that's another guy.
Oh,
well,
geez.
A few small wiener guys, huh?
Two. Mm. Yeah.
But you hung out anyway.
Yeah, I love both of them. Yep. But John was always what I call A.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But
I'm picturing bulging pockets and just, you know, which one is the right one?
Bulging pockets with an empty middle?
Oh, no, no. He may have been small in the front, but it was heavy in the back.
That's what I
the
was
wallet?
Getting at. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I sound like a scumbag.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
It's 2020. Speak your truth.
Yeah. And actually, you know, I have gone out with Larry a few times over the last few years, and every time I've paid for it.
Oh. Oh, well, that's good.
Wow. I mean, I didn't take him shopping.
No.
But I certainly...
Took him to McDonald's, and then you guys went to the mall. That seems fair.
That evens things off.
Yeah. Look, I bought dinner. Buy me some clothes.
I'm going to go have an egg brownie. I'll
oh,
talk
me too.
To you
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.